Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting fifth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brant Alia. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olander moves to third. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mittewald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mittewald takes first base on ball four. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mittewald moves to third. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia takes first base on ball four. Reese moves to second. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Mittewald scores. Reese moves to third. Alia moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reese scores. Alia moves to third. Nettles moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alia scores. Nettles moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nettles scores. Perry moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to third. Tovar moves to second. Steve Hargan now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tovar moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hargan, and towards Stanley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Carew trying to get to home. Belander throws the ball into Fosse, who tags Carew, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing left field. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gomer Hodge pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Gomer Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Belander moves to third. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt strikes out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nettles. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Nettles steals second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nettles. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt. Fossey reaches second base with a double. Chambliss scores. It's 6-1, Twins. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-4 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker pinch hits for Phil Hennigan. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Twins. Hal Hadel now pitching. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 4 in the game. Foster strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.